Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah. O Lord, I will honor and praise your name, for you are my God. You do such wonderful things. You planned them long ago, and now you have accomplished them just as you said. You turn mighty cities into heaps of ruins. The strongest forts are turned to rubble. Beautiful palaces in distant lands disappear and never will be rebuilt. Therefore, strong nations will shake with fear before you. Ruthless nations will obey and glorify your name. But to the poor, O Lord, you are a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, a shelter from merciless men who are like a driving rain that melts down an earthen wall. As a hot, dry land is cooled by clouds, you will cool the pride of ruthless nations. Here on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, the Lord of hosts will spread a wondrous feast for everyone around the world, a delicious feast of good food with clear, well-aged wine and choice beef. At that time, he will remove the cloud of gloom, the pall of death that hangs over the earth. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe away all tears and take away forever all insults and mockery against his land and people. The Lord has spoken. He will surely do it. In that day, the people will proclaim, "This is our God in whom we trust, for whom we waited. Now at last he is here. What a day of rejoicing. For the Lord's good hand will rest upon Jerusalem, and Moab will be crushed as straw beneath his feet and left to rot. God will push them down like a swimmer pushes down the water with his hands. He will end their pride and all their evil works. The high walls of Moab will be demolished and brought to dust." Listen to them singing. In that day, the whole land of Judah will sing this song. Our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of his salvation. Open the gates to everyone, for all may enter in who love the Lord. He will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in him, whose thoughts turn often to the Lord. Trust in the Lord God always, for in the Lord Jehovah is your everlasting strength. He humbles the proud and brings the haughty city to the dust. Its walls come crushing down. He presents it to the poor and the needy for their use. But for good men, the path is not uphill and rough. God does not give them a rough and treacherous path, but smooths the road before them. O Lord, we love to do your will. Our heart's desire is to glorify your name. All night long I search for you. Earnestly I seek for God. For only when you come in judgment on the earth to punish it will people turn away from wickedness and do what is right. Your kindness to the wicked doesn't make them good. They keep on doing wrong and take no notice of your majesty. They do not listen when you threaten. They will not look to see your upraised fist. Show them how much you love your people. Perhaps then they will be ashamed. Yes, let them be burned up by fire, reserved for your enemies. Lord, grant us peace, for all we have and are has come from you. O Lord, our God, once we worshipped other gods, but now we worship you alone. Those we served before are dead and gone. Never again will they return. You came against them and destroyed them, and they are long forgotten. O praise the Lord. He has made our nation very great. He has widened the boundaries of our land. Lord, in their distress, they sought for you. When your punishment was on them, they poured forth a whispered prayer. How we have missed your presence, Lord. We suffered as a woman giving birth, who cries and writhes in pain. We too have writhed in agony, but all to no avail. No deliverance has come for our efforts. Yet we have this assurance: those who belong to God shall live again. Their bodies shall rise again. Those who dwell in the dust shall awake and sing for joy, for God's light of life will fall like dew on them. Go home, my people, and lock the doors. Hide for a little while until the Lord's wrath against your enemies has passed. Look, the Lord is coming from heaven to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will no longer hide the murderers. The guilty will be found.
This is life, this world with all its pleasures, struggles and tears, a smile, a frown, a sigh, friendship so true, and love of kin and neighbor. Sometimes 'tis hard to live always. Forms of those who disappear replace, and each one dreams that he will be enduring. How soon that one becomes the missing thing. To know the value of these hours, help me the folly of always to see. Help me to trust the Christ who bore my sorrows, and thus to yield for life or death.
The Lord will take his terrible swift sword and punish Leviathan, the swiftly moving serpent, the coiling, writhing serpent, the dragon of the sea. In that day of Israel's freedom, let this anthem be their song. Israel is my vineyard. I, the Lord, will tend the fruitful vines. Every day I'll water them, and day and night I'll watch to keep all enemies away. My anger against Israel is gone. If I find thorns and briars bothering her, I will burn them up, unless these enemies of mine surrender and beg for peace and my protection. The time will come when Israel will take root and bud and blossom and fill the whole earth with her fruit. Has God punished Israel as much as he has punished her enemies? No, for he has devastated her enemies, while he has punished Israel but a little, exiling her far from her own country, as though blown away in a storm from the east. And why did God do it? It was to purge away her sins, to rid her of all her idol altars and her idols. They will never be worshipped again. Her walled cities will be silent and empty, houses abandoned, streets grown up with grass, cows grazing through the city, munching on twigs and branches. My people are like the dead branches of a tree, broken off and used to burn beneath the pots. They are a foolish nation, a witless, stupid people. for they turn away from their God. Therefore, he who made them will not have pity on them or show them his mercy. Yet the time will come when the Lord will gather them together one by one like hand-picked grain, selecting them here and there from his great threshing floor that reaches all the way from the Euphrates River to the Egyptian boundary. In that day the great trumpet will be blown, and many about to perish among their enemies, Assyria and Egypt, will be rescued and brought back to Jerusalem to worship the Lord in his holy mountain. Woe to the city of Samaria, surrounded by a rich valley, Samaria, the pride and delight of the drunkards of Israel. Woe to her fading beauty, the crown and glory of a nation of men lying drunk in the streets. For the Lord will send a mighty army, the Assyrians, against you. Like a mighty hailstorm, he will burst upon you and dash you to the ground. The proud city of Samaria, yes, the joy and delight of the drunkards of Israel, will be hurled to the ground and trampled beneath the enemy's feet. Once glorious, her fading beauty, surrounded by a fertile valley, will suddenly be gone, greedily snatched away, as an early fig is hungrily snatched and gobbled up. Then at last the Lord of hosts himself will be their crowning glory, the diadem of beauty to his people who are left. He will give a longing for justice to your judges, and great courage to your soldiers who are battling to the last before your gates. But Jerusalem is now led by drunks. Her priests and prophets reel and stagger, making stupid errors and mistakes. Their tables are covered with vomit. Filth is everywhere. Who does Isaiah think he is, the people say, to speak to us like this? Are we little children, barely old enough to talk? He tells us everything over and over again, a line at a time, and in such simple words. But they won't listen. The only language they can understand is punishment. And so God will punish them by sending against them foreigners who speak strange gibberish. Only then will they listen to him. They could have had rest in their land if they would obey him, if they were kind and good. He told them that, but they won't listen to him. And so the Lord will spell it out for them again, repeating it over and over in simple words whenever he can. And yet over this simple, straightforward message, they will stumble and fall and be broken, trapped, and captured. In modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.